Proclamation number 6591, dated the July 9th, 1956. Knowledge about the process of pre-development. The knowledge about your soul's process before its embodiment as a human being is appropriate during the lost days before the end for all people who go through life indifferently and are unaware of their responsibility towards their soul. Although such people will not want to accept this knowledge, it can nevertheless reveal to them a new point of view regarding their existence. It can explain much which was hitherto unknown to them. It can encourage them to think and also unsettle them as they consider their future life, which they will no longer be able to doubt if the knowledge corresponds to the truth. A thinking person will not be able to reject it offhand, but only few will be willing to accept it. Yet it could still bring many people to their senses before the end and prompt them to change their attitude towards God. Imparting this knowledge by allowing people to gain an insight into His plan of eternity is also one of the means still used by God in His love, because the end of this period of salvation will also close the gates to the kingdom of the beyond, and there will only be the two options for continued existence, namely, as a human being on the new earth or as dissolved spiritual substances banished anew in the creations. This knowledge was previously not essential because the immature souls were still able to gain maturity in the kingdom of the beyond and thus had enough time for their development, but people in the lost days lack this opportunity, and thus God still wants to help them by other means to achieve the degree of maturity which will prevent their banishment into hard matter. Spiritual aspirants have indeed always been granted insight into God's plan of salvation, yet mainly for the sake of their own development or in order to teach people with a particular thirst for knowledge, whose appeal for clarification was granted by God. In the last days, however, this knowledge shall be distributed amongst people as admonition and warning. For although people's past memory had been taken away from them, their belief in the soul's previous infinitely long path will nevertheless awaken a certain sense of responsibility, and even an unbeliever can get second thoughts about his way of life, and these can surface time and again like silent admonitions, so that he will nevertheless consider them. And occasionally such explanations can also fill gaps in people's knowledge and are then more likely to be accepted because the meaning and purpose of creation become obvious, yet only ever for thinking people who want logical reasons in order to be able to believe. Such people are thrown a lifeline by God which can draw them onto safe ground. And He will also let them find ways to find knowledge. He will convey the knowledge of the plan of salvation and the infinitely long process of the soul's development to where it will be needed, even though not all people will need to know about it. Yet God knows every individual person's thoughts and considerations and wants to answer their questions or dispel doubts. But nothing He undertakes will be without meaning and purpose, and whatever He conveys to earth in the form of knowledge in His wisdom, has also recognized to be appropriate. Amen.